News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Waste collection companies are warning they may increase prices for recycling bins to make up for the loss of plastic bottles and drink cans to the government's new deposit return scheme. Kevin Swift is Regional Waste Coordinator for Connacht Ulster. He's with us now. Kevin, why are the bottles and the cans so important to waste collection companies?
Well, good morning. They're important because they have a value, and because they have a value, they can earn some money. But first of all, on behalf of the local government sector, we would like to welcome the success of the deposit return scheme in the fact that it's motivating people to capture these materials and return them and get their deposits back. So that's a good thing. But we realise as well in the sector that there are potential implications for the operation and business models of the collection sector. So that needs to be understood, and we welcome the fact that that conversation is ongoing.
Is this a case of unintended consequences, though, that by doing the right thing, we've ended up pushing a bill towards the consumer?
Yeah, well, I think we understood the potential consequences. Number one, consequences is that we need to achieve our targets, and this is a very good way of trying to achieve that. And number two, previous studies had shown that over 30% of these type of materials were not being collected by any means. So they were ending up as litter in our hedgerows and in our towns. So that's a good thing that we're moving these materials into a way that they can be collected and that customers can be rewarded for doing that. So we still have household waste
collection.
But they're
not rewarded, they're getting the money back.
Well, they're being motivated to do the right thing, and that's a good thing. They are getting their money back, but they are ensuring that we're capturing higher quality material, and that ensures that those materials have a circular future. And we talk a lot about the circular economy, and this is circularity in action. So if we can capture these materials in a high-quality way, they stand a better chance of being made into something else.
The Tories were much derided in Britain for saying that everyone was going to end up with seven bins. It became a talking point in their election. I did a count this morning. I'm up to five now. I've got my main refuse bin. I've got my green bin. I've got my bottle bin. I've got my brown composting bin. And I now have to put all my bottles and cans into another bin to bring them back to the shop. When's it going to end?
Well, well done to you, first of all. I'm not going to comment on the Tories, but you know, the nature of consumerism in Ireland and across Europe and across the world is that we produce a lot of stuff. We consume a lot of stuff, and that means we produce a lot of stuff. And the best way of collecting that stuff is in a segregated fashion to ensure that those materials have a future, that they can be recycled, reused, repaired, whatever. So the result of that is that we have to collect materials in a more and better segregated fashion. And DRS is a mechanism by which we can do that. But as I said at the outset, the implications for industry need to be understood. And we welcome the fact that that conversation is ongoing.
Kevin Swift, Regional Waste Coordinator for Connacht Ulster. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.